Okay, this morning we're going to talk about technology. With us, John Simonson, the president of WebStream Dynamics. And John, how are you?
Good, Dave. How are you?
I'm great. I wanted to ask you about e-commerce. I mean, obviously during COVID, everybody's buying just about everything that they can online. And I'm wondering what's happening in the floor covering business. Bring us up to date if you would, and on our business. It appears to me that fewer independents, at least from what I can observe, are doing online business, where the big players seem to be doing a lot more business. What's your take on that?
I kind of think you hit the nail on the head that I'm not seeing. If you do a lot of searching on Google with different keyword terms, you'll see that there are a lot of the big boxes, the Floor & Decors, the Lumber Liquidators, the Build.com, BuildDirect.com, doing advertising. They're dominating page one, and you used to have a lot of flooring dealers on there, retailers, and now you don't see them at all. So based on that, I kind of judge that they're not as dominant as they used to be, not spending the kind of money on e-commerce the way they used to be. I mean, I know players that were around for quite a while that are gone, totally gone in the e-commerce thing and flooring. I mean, they've just disappeared and everything. There are others that have done it for years and are still out there. And I think doing a little less in advertising, pay-per-click, but they're out there, through SEO and different things. The rug business is a whole different animal. We won't talk really about the rugs, but the Rugs USA, Rugs Direct, they just dominate out there and have always for a long time. And they're still out there. But when you get to the hard surface type products and things, see a lot of flooring retailers that were in e-commerce are not anymore, or have toned down it, or spending less.
So John, bells and whistles, is that the reason why you think the big players are doing so well and the smaller guys are dropping out, or if not, what?
Well, I mean, first off, let's just clarify. All we're talking about is the web, internet, not your offline advertising, your cable TV advertising, or other ways that you do advertising. We're just talking about the web. And so when you look at the web, yeah, I mean, the big guys, the Home Depots, Lowe's, Lumber Liquidators, Floor & Decor, I mean, they just dominate. I mean, you look across the web, they're everywhere. They're continually pushing more and more with online to get that the eyeballs to their websites.
How about the bells and whistles that these outfits offer? I mean, I know that they're spending a lot of money advertising. If you put flooring, you're going to get the big guys up at the top of the list. But how about the bells and whistles that they're offering?
Well, they offer some things the others don't. And the best way to really show it is I gave you a PowerPoint presentation that if you can pop that up on the Zoom.
There
There
you
he
go.
goes. So what we're really talking about here that I want to really focus on, which I harp on all the time, is buy online, pick up at store. And obviously, it's either pick up the store curbside, or we'll ship it to your home locally, ship it to, delivery. And these three are just examples of, we're not talking shipping across the country. Right now, we're just looking at it from the standpoint of show your material online and they can pick it up or, schedule delivery to their home. So go to the next slide. So let's look at the big players when you ask me about that. If you go to the next one. This is Home Depot. I mean, this is, they have really, I follow them all the time. They have really, raised the bar on the internet. And if you look here, they actually show you, not just, they show you the price, they show you how much they have in stock at a specific location. So mine pops up Kohler, Wisconsin. They show you what they got in stock. They show you the reviews right there. And as you move your mouse from one of those thumbnails to the next, it automatically changes and it'll show you the inventory, the price, everything for that product, whatever, without ever looking specific at the product. It makes it very easy and unconfusing for a consumer who quickly wants to search the products and also is looking for what you have in stock. And they do the job exceptionally well, in my opinion. Go to the next slide. So here's Lowe's. And Lowe's also shows you the how much is available. In this case, the closest Lowe's in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. Say that quickly. They have delivery. And what I found interesting on Lowe's was on the left side, they had a box you could check, say, free pickup today at the Wauwatosa Lowe's, meaning they had, and when I clicked that, they only showed me what they had in stock at that location right now. I'm like, wow, I'm blown away by that. So you're seeing exactly what they have in stock. You're seeing the price, you're seeing reviews, description. Then you can click to see more details on the product, but it takes a lot of the guesswork out. So go to the next slide. So here's Floor and Decor. And, you know, I don't think they do as good a job as Home Depot or Lowe's, but definitely better than the flooring retailers are. They show you how much is in stock. In this case, it's Brookfield, Wisconsin, where the closest Floor and Decor, I think the only one in Wisconsin, or maybe one of two. Anyway, they show you how many are in stock. And up above, which I thought was a little confusing, they have one box equals 23.65 square feet. One pieces. I don't get that. I think it's supposed to be one carton is $94. Is in 48 cents, but that's a little confusing to me. But other than that, I mean, they're showing you for, hey, have it delivered, or, you know, how many boxes have stock. I mean, if I'm going to go there and I'm looking to do the job, especially do it yourself or a contractor, and I'm going to go show Mrs. whoever some products and then go to that store and make the purchase, I got to know how many are in stock. So this really takes the guesswork out of it. Okay, go to the next slide. Here again is Lumber Liquidators. They're showing you, in this case, it's West Allis, Wisconsin. They know without me putting in my information at all four of these, Home Depot, Lowe's, Floor and Decor, and Lumber Liquidators know my approximate location in Wisconsin. So they show you 21 boxes currently in stock in West Allis. And you can then configure whatever, and they got the reviews up there, everything, all the information. You can order samples, just like the others. But you see what I mean? They're actually showing you their inventory. And there's a lot of flooring dealers, and that's part of my point. There's a lot of flooring dealers, as we're going to see, that are large and stocking, and they're not doing this at all. I mean, then you wonder when you say why they're doing better, the big boxes and everything. I mean, they've really raised the bar, and the flooring independent retailers aren't doing this as far as online. And we're only talking online, not what they're doing offline. Okay, next slide. So here's build.com, which is one of the e-commerce ones like BuildDirect. And they also show you how many are in stock. The only thing I thought was confusing on build.com was that it says 1,261 in stock. Is that cartons or square feet? I don't know. But they're showing it. And as you move your mouse cursor from one thumbnail to another on the bottom, it automatically changes and shows you how much they have in stock, the price, and everything. It just changes instantly. So again, you see how they're making it very easy for the consumer to shop. Next slide. So now we'll look at the flooring retailers that you asked about, independent flooring retailers, and how they're doing it. And I did a lot of research, looked all over the web at multiple dealers. So if you go to the next slide, the only one I found that I give the big gold star to is flooringliquidators.net. I don't know them from Adam. They're out in California. But when you look at products, you can click a pop-up and it'll show you by location how many square feet they have in stock. So they're actually showing by all their locations, and they look like a big player. And then I can tell you by looking at this website, they spent a lot of money on the site. They've invested a lot of money to do it right, and they're doing it right as an independent flooring store to compete with the big boxes and everything. So I was very impressed by this. I have nothing to do with them. I don't know them at all, but they've been in business, it said, from 1997. So like 23 years, but their website has done exceptionally well for an independent flooring store trying to, you know, go after that.
Locations are impressive.
Yeah, and they're trying to go after that buy online, pick up at the store, or we'll ship it to you, or even ship across the country. You know, they cover all bases there. Okay, next slide. So here's Hosking Hardwood, and this is one of my customers since 1998. I've been doing all theirs, and they have both stores as well as they have this e-commerce site that we started back in 1998. We got to the point with their specials, you know, several years ago that we need to show how much they have, because that's part of the buying equation. I can't buy it if I don't know the price and I don't know how much you got in stock. Do you have enough? Don't waste my time. So we've been for quite a while showing on their specials that they don't, you know, special order from the mill. They actually have these in stock, and we have how many cartons they have in stock. So somebody looking will know the price and how many cartons they have in stock, so you're not wasting their time. And we do it very simply. I mean, there's a special login in the back where they every morning go in and enter how many cartons. We could do it with, you know, electronically through software or anything, but in this case, I'm just showing we did it a simple way that they wanted, cost effective, updated every day by them manually, but you know, just their in stock items. So I mean, it doesn't have to be brain surgery to get this done, but to me it's very important to show that. Okay, next slide. And just showing again on Hosking, you know, they have just reinforced why I think you should be showing your stock. They have on all their products a check stock, and you fill out a little form, and then, you know, they get back to you as quickly as possible to tell you what's available, because these are special order items from the mills. And I can tell you, working with a few e-commerce retailers around the country, they're having problems this year because with the COVID and the issues, the plants, the manufacturers of flooring don't have the inventory that they would normally have. So a lot of times they're selling something online. They got a customer wanting, you know, some hardwood, laminate, whatever, could be a $5,000, $10,000 order, and the mill doesn't have it, and you don't even have a delivery date, so they lose the order. So this, again, you know, check stock, they're getting 5 to 10 a day, which says consumers really want to know, end users do want to know, is it available? Is it in stock? And yet flooring dealers are not showing it with their in-stock items. So go to next slide. So here's Nebraska Furniture Mart, which is one of the really big players out there that does extremely well. And I was a little surprised when I got here, they have these in-store specials and in stock, but they never tell you how much is in stock. It's in Omaha, it's in stock. Drive through and pick up today. I don't know how much you got in stock. So I'm saying, so you're adding to the cart, and I don't even know if you got enough in stock. So I found that a little confusing for me, in a little more work than if I go to Home Depot or Lowe's, where they show you everything very easily right away. Next slide. So here, you know, you had asked me the other day, you know, what about all the Dalton players? And I went and looked at all the Dalton players, because they're right there. They got Shaw, Mohawk, everybody right there. And I couldn't find anybody who really showed anything in stock. Matter of fact, they look just like the rest of the retailers around the country, yet I think they have an advantage being right in Dalton. They can run over, pick it up, and ship it out. But here was the only one I found was American Carpet Wholesalers on their clearance items. Only on the clearance items, they show you how many square feet they have in stock. The problem I see on this one is it's so busy. You know what I mean? There's so much going on this page. It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, if you really look hard in the page, you do see quantity in stock, and that's only on their clearance items. And how to get back from this clearance item to look at another one, I don't know. There's no, you know, you kind of get lost.
Yeah.
But the whole idea is at least they're showing quantity in stock. I would just improve this, you know, further. And I know the gentleman who owns this, Jerry, and didn't work for him, but he's had this site out there forever, and he does a bang up job in e-commerce out there. He's definitely been out there a long time and knows what he's doing. Next slide. This is just the last slide. And all I want to show, this is the tip. This is nicely done site. They got all this nice information right in front of you. It's clean. It's got the products there. You can click on the thumbnail, see the next one, supposedly in stock. But this is where it gets crazy, in my opinion. This is a typical retailer out there. Mine as well, some of mine as well. You know, you're looking at it saying in stock. Now, to get my best price and to know what you have in stock, I got to fill out your name, email, phone number, zip code. And in today where people want privacy, do I really want to fill this out? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Versus I can go to Home Depot and Lowe's. I don't have to fill anything out. So I'm just trying to make an obvious point. You see how hard the independent flooring dealer who has inventory, who has credibility, is local, yet they really make it hard for that local customer compared to Home Depot, Lowe's, Florida Core, and the others out there. And that's the end of the slides.
Now, John, the big sites are very impressive, and it seems to me that they improve every year, probably even more frequent than that. Judging on what you said earlier, I get the idea that the independent guys are not buying words like they used to. They're not spending the money to get the clicks. Is that true? I mean, I think there's other shortcomings, but if you don't get people on the site, it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, I think a lot of your bigger players, independent flooring, are, you know, you do have a mixture of both. I mean, there are a lot of them who are buying clicks, are buying keywords. Then there's others that aren't. And you got to remember, I mean, when you're buying keywords, you and I could be searching and not necessarily see them, because if they're smart, they geo-target it for just their area. So if I'm looking at somebody out in California, I'm doing Google searching and I don't see any retailers from California, I'm sitting in Wisconsin, or you're sitting in Georgia, you know, you don't want my ads pointing. You know, if I'm that retailer, I don't want you seeing my ads and clicking on it. It's a waste of money. So you target those ads just in your local marketplace. So I think, you know, the major players, a lot of them are doing that type thing, are doing pay-per-click, or they're doing other things, you know, with, you know, TV, cable TV or whatever. Mm-hmm. But there is a great amount of them who aren't doing anything, like you're saying. They're not. I mean, today it's all about marketing.
Yeah, but it's your observation that the independents aren't doing as vigorous a business as they were in the past.
Well, when you talk about the, you know, I really focus on, let's take the guy who's stocking a lot of inventory. Okay, you're stocking, you have several locations, you have a lot of money in that inventory. And obviously, I would think the store owner wants to sell this inventory first, turn it. So you look and say, okay, you got this inventory, you're spending pay-per-click advertising, get them to the site, and you don't show price, you don't show what you have in stock and quantity. So now I go to Home Depot or Lowe's because it's easy to click and go there on the internet. And I can see price, I can see the quantity they have in stock, I'm comfortable knowing them. So that gives them a real advantage compared to the guy, yet you have all this inventory. And I've looked at example after example of large retailers who have, I know, have a lot of stock, some even work with, and yet they don't show it. And you don't know that they have what they have in stock unless you physically go there. And that's kind of a pain today, especially with COVID. I don't want to necessarily drive there to find out I won't get it. I mean, I use the example of books. Used to buy a lot of programming books. And you drive to Barnes & Noble to find out they don't have it. Along comes Amazon. They got all these books online. I don't have to guess. I just go to Amazon, buy it, and I have it in 2 days. You know what I mean? Versus drive 30 minutes to a bookstore to find out they don't have it. forget it. And so that's what I mean. I mean, it's just convenience. People want to know that, you know, what you have, what's the price, can I get it now? And when you are not doing that, you're giving the opportunity to your competitor.
Now, it would seem to me, you know, and you had mentioned raising the bar, and that's something it appears to
yes.
me that the larger players are doing. So I guess even if the independents were spending money to get people on their site, they sort of come in second place because they don't have a lot of the bells and whistles that the big guys do. Would you agree with that? I mean, is that one of the reasons why the big guys are doing a lot better than the smaller ones?
I think it's part of it. Obviously, there are a lot of different parts to it, but yes, it's definitely part of it. I mean, I'm just saying, go out, look at the competition the way I just did, uh-huh. and put them in screenshots. All you have to do is retailer, go out and analyze your competition and see what they're doing. And, you know, when you talk about the web and you're investing a lot of money in the web, why wouldn't you do it right? I mean, you got this inventory, you have everything going for you, but you don't raise the bar and go after it. Instead, you sit there in the status quo doing it like all the other flooring dealers are doing it, instead of looking beyond that.
It seems to me that every time the bar is raised by the bigger guys, it costs more to play the game on the, you know, from the smaller players, and they're just saying, hey, I don't want to invest the money. Is that what's happening?
Well, I mean, you know, you interviewed Stuart, and he talked about, recently did it, where the big boxes, yeah, the big boxes were, you know, gaining more market share again. And so I look at it only from the web end. I don't look at the rest of the end, just the web end. And you can see it's pretty obvious. If you look at the web end, when you do Google searches, there they are on the homepage. There they are. They're on the images. They're on the pay-per-click ads at the top. They're in the organic listings at the top. I mean, they just dominate. Plus, when you go to their website, they've raised the bar on their website when you look at these things. And you're like, wow, you know, where am I going to buy? At least where am I going to go first is probably the big boxes.
Yeah. Now, sampling. Everybody says, whenever you talk about buying online, well, floor covering is a touchy-feely kind of product. You have to see it and touch it, have it in your hand. So sampling is a major part of this. Do the smaller people come in second place when it comes to sampling? I mean, it would seem like cutting a piece of product and sending it would be about the same, whether you're big or small.
Well, it's actually more work. It's more labor intensive. You know, for a lot of the e-commerce, flooring e-commerce guys, all they're trying to do is steal the order. Let's face it, they're trying to steal the order. So they're not looking, they're hoping you go touchy-feely somewhere, then come online and we'll beat the price.
Yeah.
Okay, that's their attitude. Others, where they look at private label items, where you can make better margin selling these private label items, means you got to do more work, which means you got to send out samples. So you have to have a means of doing that. And some do. I mean, it's real easy to look at something like USPS with their priority boxes, and you can put three or four samples in there for, I don't know what it is, $8 now or something. And you could stick those in, put it out, and the mail carrier picks it up, whatever, and ship them out to the customer that way. So, I mean, it's not like it's rocket science to get it done. It's just, you know, where are you going to get the samples? Who's going to cut them up? And then have them ready to, you know, to send out. But yeah, guys like BuildDirect do it all the time. I mean, that they're selling product all over, and they have to send samples.
Do all the big guys send samples? I mean, it would seem like you have to.
Well, when you go there, they have samples available. You can click, you know, order sample or whatever. Some charge. I actually think you should charge a little bit, and then give it back to them, credit them back if they make the purchase. You don't necessarily have to do it for free.
I hear you. Now, product images. I've heard a lot of conversation about product images and how some don't seem to be up to snuff and people are not happy with them. Now, just from you know, me looking at websites, it seems to me that a lot of the product images on the bigger sites seem to be a higher quality than they are on some of the, you know, with the smaller players. Is that true? And if it is true, who furnishes higher quality photography?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's definitely do-it-yourself photos, or you know what I mean? You get them from the mill, from the mill's website, right click, copy, paste, put it in your website, things like that. It's done a lot. But, you know, if you really think about it, I mean, I always use the example of eBay. I mean, to sell on eBay, you got to have great photos. Okay. People really want to see what they're buying. So the better photos, you know, the better chance of selling that product. Same happens with flooring. You know, the better photos, the better photography, the better chance you have of selling the product. So some of them in the e-commerce end have actually, like Hosking Hardwood, have set up a little photo room where they can go in and take photos, products. So, I mean, once you get it set up, I have one behind me that I use. Once you get it all set up, your little Lightroom and everything, you just drop the thing in and you can take the photos, and, you know, becomes consistent.
Well, it's not an investment necessarily then.
No, not today. Not with the cameras today. I mean, heck, you know, even your phones take terrific pictures. It's all about, it's more about lighting than anything, you know, getting great lighting. And that really helps with the photos.
So for the small guy, it's a learning process then, I guess. They've got to learn how to take good pictures, and it's not necessarily going to cost them a lot of money.
Well, if you really want to sell your in-stock items, yeah, you want to get as great photos as you can. And since you got it in stock, you should be able to take good photos of those items and get them up on the web.
So, John, long-term, I mean, it seems like at this point that the smaller guys that a couple of, well, that 10, 15 years ago were doing great are not doing as great now. Now, going forward, I mean, it seems like this whole thing is stacked against them. The bigger guys have, obviously, the deeper pockets, and they have more locations. It's tougher to compete. Now, the slide that you showed of the organization out in California with multi-locations, that seems like a new breed of player here. What do you see happening in the future? Are there going to be more players like that? Are the independents going to gradually almost disappear?
I don't think you ever have independents totally disappear. But I do see it, you know, where it will become less and less independents, and the bigger are going to get bigger. And we keep saying that over and over again, the bigger are going to get bigger, and they're going to learn and start to find new ways, innovative ways to do it. It's just the flooring industry is pretty much like the lumber industry. And I do quite a bit of work in that as well, in the decking end of it. You know, they're really behind the times. They're behind, you know, the Home Depots and the Lowe's have just really pushed the bar up, and they need to catch up. They really do. They need to catch up on it. It's not that they're, you know, they're doing a lot of advertising online, offline, doing things very creative. That's what good retailers do. But when we talk to the web, I just look at the web and say, you know, there's so much more you could be doing. And just look at some of your competition. And that flooringliquidators.net is a prime example of, you know, where I talk to different companies. Well, you know, there's no way we can get this online. And you know, I talk to the software companies that do flooring software, and they're still behind on it. So, I mean, it's, we really need to get that up to speed. And there are creative ways of getting it done. And I get calls all the time on it. You know, want to sell online? What's it take? Everything. And I look at it from the flooring retailer. Just start selling your own products online locally instead of going nationwide, where you've got freight, taxes, all those different things you got to consider. Just take care of your local market, you know, so if you got all the stock, and start promoting that online in the way that's going to really be better for the consumer. And that means you got to show price, you got to show them how much you got in stock. You know, give them reasons, more reasons to buy than Home Depot or Lowe's.
I was going to ask you about pickup at the store, but that's a local store selling locally, you know, an independent store selling locally. I mean, he has as much oomph there as the big guys do.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at it and say, and most retailers would tell me, have told me over the years, you know, we just handed the Home Depot, Lowe's, all the do-it-yourself business. We just gave it to them, you know. But I also look at it, yeah, you gave it to them, but there's no reason today with the web and everything else, you can't be as big as they are, you know, with your inventory, pick up in, at our store, great prices, we'll deliver it in the van to you. You know, you can do all the things they're doing to go after that business if you want. It's just no one really seems to be going after it.
Well, that was the thing I was going to ask you, the final question. It would seem like in the past, and we've been doing this for an awful long time, 20 years ago, there were a lot of retailers, it seemed to me, independent retailers that wanted to start selling online. And that flow seems to have, well, tapered off a good deal, if, you know, hadn't stopped, but it's a whole lot less than it used to be. Are retailers just not interested for some reason or another? They don't want to spend the money or go through all the hardship, or what is it?
You know, I'm not sure what the total answer is, but, you know, let's look at one thing that was out there a while ago and seemed to be the rage, and that was Justin Floors. Okay. And you interviewed him. I've talked to Justin and things, and he had he got a lot of retailers interested in the, whoa, I want to do this. And what I saw through that was that dealers are interested in this. They just don't want to put the effort, and Justin was going to put in the effort, and they didn't have to put in the effort. So they're willing to pay $599 a month, whatever, to get involved. Where I saw it wouldn't work was, you know, obviously because you got to rely on the mill and getting it there and the logistics and then down to the dealer. And, you know, there's a lot of parts to make that work, but the dealers were there ready, jump right in. And I had several of my dealers. Yeah. You know, this has got to be something I got to at least look at. And then they
quit. They still are interested, I suppose, if somebody can come up with an idea.
Well, I mean, they're probably a little more skeptical now.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, but at the same time, it was not a bad idea. He had a great idea. It was just pulling it off was
the hard part.
But as far as his idea, it was a great idea, and you know, to try to help the dealers. But it just proves that, you know, why aren't you doing this yourself? Why aren't you doing this yourself as the dealer? I mean, I just showed you in the PowerPoint, Home Depot is doing it, Lowe's doing it. And yet the flooring dealer, that the large flooring dealer, where all their stock isn't doing this. And it just amazes me. None of them are doing it other than the only one I could find. And maybe I missed some out there because they're, you know, but that flooring liquidator.net's the only one I could find that was really showing the inventory by location.
Well, that's a great idea. And again, it's obviously a larger outfit. It had what, 8 or 10 different locations in just in Northern California.
Yeah, and I mean, in with the e-commerce guys that I've worked with, I mean, they're on the phone all day long because they are trying. They're showing a multitude of products. They're not stocking anything, so that person looking sees a price, or has to call for a price, which to me is ridiculous, but has to call for a price, and then they don't know the quantity. So they got to call to get the quantity and everything. And then they have to, the e-commerce guy then has to call the distributor or the manufacturer to find out what they have in stock. So what I mean, this is archaic, that this has to go through all this just, you know, to close a sale. And my point is that, you know, they want to know what's in stock. Is it available?
Yeah.
How much is in stock? What's your price and everything? So, you know, I know retailers out there that are afraid to put price out there because, you know, they feel their competition will know their price. And I totally understand that. But if you don't put your price out there,
nobody's gonna buy it.
No, why would you buy it? You know, I got to call you. I got to fill out a form of my name and my phone number, my email address. I got to give you all that. What do you want, my social security number too? You know, I mean, just, you know, I cringe at all that stuff. I get mad at my bank. You go in to refinance and they want all this crap and they want your tax reports. They want this and that. And I'm like, yeah, you're just going to sell it all. And the privacy today is becoming a big issue.
I hear you. But John, that's a good place to leave it. I've got lots of questions, but we'll have to save those for the next time. Thanks so much for sharing all this with us. And thanks for the slideshow. That was great. I appreciate it.
I just want to say, Dave, we raised your bar today.
You certainly have.
You now are doing presentations online, not just face-to-face people in Zoom.
Son
Outstanding.
Well, I'll call you next time, and maybe you'll up the bar again.
Yeah, okay.
But thanks, John.
Thank you, Dave.
We've been talking with John Simonson. He is the president of WebStream Dynamics, and this is Talk Floor TV.